And as you probably have figured out, Valentine's Day is Sunday, and for the occasion, we've invited singer Evangeline Bye here for some love songs here. She's been accompanied by Mike Aiea on guitar. Let's hear them do I've Got You Under My Skin.
Skin. I've got you deep in the heart of it, so deep in my heart that we're really apart. I've got you under my skin. I've tried so not to give in. I've said to myself this affair will never go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know damn well that I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of the warning sign that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Oh, use your mentality, wake up to reality. Each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of the warning sign that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Oh, use your mentality, wake up to reality. Each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you.
Our Valentine's edition of Live Music Friday here on Current State with Evangeline and guitarist Mike Aiea. Welcome. This has been very, very nice. You sound great.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
How'd you first get involved in music?
I first was involved in music. Grew up in West Bloomfield, Birmingham, Michigan area, and my parents belonged to a theater group called Village Players, along with my grandparents, my aunts, my uncles. So I first started doing music on stage in musicals when I was a young tyke, three years old. And throughout my childhood, my parents were very musical, very talented folks, just kind of brought me up in the theater.
And describe the recording project you're working on here. You've launched a recording project.
I have. I am working on my debut CD, and I'm very excited about this project. Although I've been singing for 20 plus years in and around Lansing, Detroit, as well as Boston, Massachusetts area. I had never put out my own product or my own voice or anything like that. Went to LCC for their music program and learned a bit about songwriting. Finally, some folks that I had been working with doing publicist work in Detroit said, why don't you just put out your own music? We'll help you. We'll
encourage you. It's easier than ever.
Yeah, right.
In a way. I mean, the technology has made recording a whole lot easier than it used to be.
For sure, Because you can record from home and then send off parts and your producer can piece it together.
Is it an album of standards? I mean, we've heard standards here, pop standards here from you through this hour.
No, these will be my own songs that I've written. I would say it would be categorized as soul jazz, R&B music. So in addition to being a vocalist, I'm also a songwriter.
Okay. You've seriously performed soul music then as well as what we've heard here today?
Yes, sir, I have.
Yeah. Upcoming gigs we should know about. I know you've both been on the stage at the East Lansing Summer Solstice Jazz Festival. Mike Aia, your band is Orquesta Ritmo, who a lot of our listeners have seen, I have seen and loved.
Yes.
Tell us where you're both going to be here in the near future.
Go ahead, Mike.
I am looking at not only do I do Orquesta Ritmo, but I also have a group called The Rotations, which we do a lot of nightclubs and so forth around town. And I have a trio, which is Mike Aia Jazz Trio with Ed Fidowa and Mike Daniels and a couple of other local guys. But I think Orquesta Ritmo, we just did a fundraiser at the Motor City Casino last weekend, which was awesome. It was just a great, great place to play. And we have a number of things. Usually the salsa band doesn't play much until the spring, but we're looking at a number of the festivals and so forth.
Very good.
Coming up.
Evangeline, what about you?
For myself, my main goal and focus would be completing the recording process on my debut album. The nearest gig that I have coming up singing vocally is at the Summer Solstice Jazz Festival on June 17th. I'll be a featured artist in that festival. And prior to that, I am more than willing to keep on working vocally and doing live music and completing this album.
Evangeline and Mike Aia will play us out in just a minute. I'll remind our listeners that Monday, the winners of the VH1 show Twinnings first season are fashion designers Claire and Sean Butendorp from Grand Ledge, Michigan. They join us Monday to tell us all about the experience, plus how it feels to be twinners, plus the second half of my conversation with Ingham County Prosecutor Stuart Dunnings. We're going to let you play us out, and I'm going to invite all of our listeners to join us back here on Monday on WKAR's Current State. Evangeline, Mike Aia, thank you.
Thank you.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich, and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, and don't you cry.